Hi there, and welcome to the Heredity Podcast. I'm James Bergen. In this minicast, we ask a simple question. What is Heredity, and what kind of material is covered by this world-renowned academic journal? Well, fortunately, I happen to know a pretty good person to ask.
I'm Barbara Mabel. I am the editor-in-chief of Heredity. I took over in 2016, along with the editorial assistant, Sandra. Heredity is the official journal of the Genetic Society. One thing that's different about the way we do things is that even though we're associated with a big publisher, Springer Nature, we have a small team of editors, and we have a much more personalized relationship with our authors than a lot of big journals. We're also a very old journal. We've been around for over 70 years, but that doesn't mean we're outdated. We try to stay on top. Currently, we publish a lot in genomic approaches, particularly improvements in crop and animal breeding strategies, but also in a wide range of other topics associated with population and evolutionary genetics.
You get the idea. If you like applied or theoretical research using the newest and most advanced technological and analytical tools to explore the myriad of biological questions and hypotheses that genetics can help us understand, you have come to the right place, my friend. However, if you hear the word genetics and think you're getting yourself involved in some pretty niche subject matter, don't worry about it. The editors at Heredity keep a wide audience in mind when selecting papers to accept for publication.
So because we're a general journal, what we're looking for are papers that have a broad general message rather than detailed results on one specific study system that's hard to extrapolate. And so we're more flexible in content than some journals.
Now, as Barbara said earlier, Heredity is the official journal of the Genetic Society. And while you don't have to be a member to submit an article for publication, you might want to think about becoming one, as it comes with some pretty big perks, especially if you're a student.
As a Genetic Society member, you get access to Heredity. A lot of people don't realize that they sponsor travel to meetings for students. They sponsor fieldwork grants through Heredity, which are small grants, particularly dedicated to fieldwork associated with genetics-related projects. There's also a lot of training opportunities for students and other initiatives. The Genetic Society is really worth joining, so it's really worth checking out their website to seeing the advantages.
That website would be www.genetics.org.uk. And finally, Barbara just wanted to make sure that any potential authors out there know that, despite a focus on primary research papers, Heredity is home for a diverse range of academic manuscripts.
People don't often think about Heredity for reviews, but we would like to publish reviews. We've added a new reviews editor who's just started, and if you've got some ideas, please contact Frank and discuss your ideas with him.
That would be Frank Haler. You can find out how to contact him on the Heredity website. Now, Frank is just one of the many fantastic editors here at Heredity. To find out a bit more about the role of the editorial team here, and why they're so fond of Heredity, I spoke to two of the journal's editors, Dr. Sarah Goodacre from the University of Nottingham and Professor Paul Sunnix from Monash University in Australia.
So Heredity is a journal that I'm really fond of. It's somewhere where I published one of my first papers when I was working in the field of human genetics a number of years ago. And since that time, I've not only read the journal, but then was really pleased to be invited to be an editor. And as an editor, what I do is typically receive manuscripts that are in my general area of expertise. I look at reviewers' comments on those papers, and we make decisions about whether the journal fits or whether the article fits, and how we think that we should move forward in terms of getting things re-reviewed and so on. It's a hugely fun job. It's something that it's a real privilege to do, and it means that you see some of the really exciting cutting-edge science that's taking place.
Well, I have put my money where my mouth is in terms of Heredity, so I've published 8 papers in it now. I like it because it's got a really nice balance between a strong sort of theoretical basis and also a strong empirical basis. So it has a good eye to whether the system and the question are interesting. So I've found it very enjoyable to publish in. I've seen the handling process from both sides. My role in the journal as an associate editor is to look at the paper, assess it, double check it for fit to the journal, make sure that we think that it's of sufficient quality to be worth reviewers spending their time on. I do like to read every paper in detail, sort of essentially treat it as if I was doing a full review myself. And so, yeah, when the reviews come in, the associate editor looks over the reviews, and then that's fed back to the authors.
It's clear that both Sarah and Paul are passionate about Heredity, and their emphasis on checking manuscripts for quality research is also something that Editor-in-Chief Professor Barbara Mabel was keen to point out.
Our emphasis at Heredity is quality over quantity. So among the changes we've been trying to make since Sandra and I took over is we've been trying to decrease the turnaround times for papers. And we try our best to give decisions to authors as quickly as possible. So in the past few years, we've had different strategies we've been using to improve this. So we've reduced the time we give reviewers. We've been a bit harder on our editors to make sure that they give decisions quickly. And Sandra stays on top of things to make sure that the review process is efficient. So one of the things that makes us different than other journals is this attention by a specific editorial assistant who's not associated with a big publisher, and her only role is to work with you and with the editors to make sure the review process is as efficient as it can be.
And these changes, driven by the hard work of Barbara Mabel and Sandra Huttenbugel, have not gone unnoticed or unappreciated.
We actually have a dedicated editorial assistant, Sandra, who's really extremely efficient, very fantastic, and that makes the associate editors' lives a lot easier. And we've got some pretty solid direction from Barbara Mabel as well, so it's a good team.
So hopefully that quick overview of the editorial team here has inspired you to consider the pages of Heredity for your next research article. If you want to find out more about the journal and how you can get research published in it, head over to www.nature.com/HDY. And if you want to keep up to date with the latest Heredity news, you can follow us on Twitter, at Heredity Journal. You can also follow the Genetic Society on Twitter, at GenSocUK, and find it on Facebook. I'm James Bergen, thanks for listening.